بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue on this night, the night of the 29th of the third month of the year 1426, after the migration of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the explanation of the book, The Three Fundamental Principles. The author, rahimahullah, mentioned the kinds of worship, and he is giving examples on that and giving evidences on that. And he came now to the mentioning of the two types of worship, particularly al-raghba wal-rahba, and also in addition al-khushu', fervent desire. This is raghba, and rahba, dread, and khushu', reverence and humility. Reverence and humility. He said, وَدَلِيلُ الرَّغْبَةِ وَالرَّهْبَةِ وَالْخُشُوعِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. He said, and the evidence for these types of worship, the fervent desire, الرَّغْبَة, dread, الرَّهْبَة, and خُشُوع, reverence and humility, is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. They used to hasten to acts of devotion and obedience to Allah. This is concerning the prophets. And they used to worship Allah upon love and desire, and upon fear, raghba wa rahba, upon love and desire, raghba, and upon fear, and were reverent, wa kanu lana khashi'in, and were reverent and humble before us, before Allah. So three types of worship were mentioned in this verse in Surah Al-Anbiya. The first is Ar-Rahba. Ar-Rahba means fear, which causes one to flee away from what causes the fear. So it is خوف مقرون بالعمل, fear that is accompanied by action, meaning leads to action. And the second type of worship is الرغبة, which means السؤال, asking, والتضرع والابتهال, love, desire, with yearning to attain to that which is beloved. This is the meaning of raghba. And the third, Al-Khushu', which is humility and submissiveness. And submissiveness, overall, it takes place through the body. And the humility can be in the heart, in the sight, or in the voice. قال تعالى in Surah Al-Mu'minun, chapter 23, verse 2, الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Those who offer their salah, the prayer, with all solemnity and full submissiveness. وقال تعالى about in Surah Taha in 20:108, وخشعت الأصوات للرحمن فلا تسمع إلا همسا. And all the voices will be humbled for the most beneficent, and nothing shall you hear but the low voice of their footsteps. وقال تعالى about the sight in Surah Al-Ma'arij chapter 70:44, خاشعة أبصارهم ترهقهم ذلة. With their eyes lowered in fear and humility, ignominy covering them all over. That is the day which they were promised. وقال تعالى in Surah Al-Hadid, ألم يأني للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. In Surah Al-Hadid 57:16, has not the time come for the hearts of those who believe to be affected by Allah's reminder and that which has been revealed of the truth? Now the evidence that these three matters, رغبة, desire and love, رهبة, fear, dread, and خشوع, reverence and humility and submissiveness, the evidence that these are three types of worship is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most magnificent, the most high, praised the prophets whose names were mentioned in this surah, in Surah Al-Anbiya, this great surah, or upon Zakariya and his household. And he mentioned that they used to hasten to acts of devotion and obedience to Allah, and that they used to worship Allah, وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And they used to worship Allah upon love and desire and upon fear, and were reverent and humble before us, before Allah. Humble, submissive, and Allah praised them for these qualities. And no one is praised except that he is a slave worshipper of Allah. Let us listen with pondering and contemplation concerning these verses about the prophets in this magnificent surah 21. Surah Al-Anbiya. And then when the verse comes after hearing the recitation, when this verse 90 comes and you hear it, then also contemplate what you had heard already and relate everything to this verse. So let us listen to this.
And if a breath of thy Lord's punishment were to touch them, they assuredly would say, Alas for us, lo, we were wrongdoers. And we set a just balance for the day of resurrection, so that no soul is wronged in aught, though it be of the weight of a grain of mustard seed. We bring it, and we suffice for reckoners.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانَ وَضِيَاءً وَذِكْرًا هدى للمتقين الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب وهم من الساعة مشفقون وهذا ذكر مبارك أنزلناه أفأنتم له منكرون
And we verily gave Moses and Aaron the criterion of right and wrong and a light and a reminder for those who keep from evil, those who fear their Lord in secret and who dread the hour of doom. This is a blessed reminder that we have revealed. Will ye then reject it?
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما هذه التماثيل التي أنتم لها عاكفون قالوا وجدنا آباءنا لها عابدين قال لقد كنتم أنتم وآباؤكم في ضلالٍ قالوا أجئتنا بالحق أم أنت من اللاعبين قال بل ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلكم من الشاهدين وتالله لأكيدن أصنامكم بعد أن تولوا مدبرين
And we verily gave Abraham of old his proper course, and we were aware of him, when he said unto his father and his folk, What are these images unto which ye pay devotion? They said, We found our fathers worshippers of them. He said, Verily ye and your fathers were in plain error. They said, Bringest thou unto us the truth, or art thou some jester? He said, Nay, but your Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, who created them, and I am of those who testify unto that. And by Allah, I shall circumvent your idols after ye have gone away and turned your backs.
فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُزَابًا إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون
Then he reduced them to fragments, all save the chief of them, that haply they might have recourse to it. They said, Who hath done this to our God? Surely it must be some evildoer. They said, We heard a youth make mention of them who is called Abraham. They said, Then bring him hither before the people's eyes that they may testify.
قالوا أأنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم فقالوا إنكم أنتم الظالمون
They said, Is it thou who hast done this to our gods, O Abraham? He said, But this Their chief hath done it, so question them if they can speak. Then gathered they apart and said, Lo, ye yourselves are the wrongdoers.
ثم نكسوا على رؤوسهم لقد علمت ما هؤلاء ينطقون قال أفتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا يضركم أف لكم ولما تعبدون من دون الله أفلا تعقلون.
And they were utterly confounded, and they said, Well, thou knowest that these speak not. He said, Worship ye then instead of Allah that which cannot profit you at all, nor harm you? Fie on you and all that ye worship instead of Allah. Have ye then no sense?
قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين ونجيناه ولوطا إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب نافلة وكلا جعلنا صالحين.
They cried, Burn him and stand by your gods if ye will be doing. We said, O fire, be coolness and peace for Abraham. And they wished to set a snare for him, but we made them the greater losers. And we rescued him and Lot, and brought them to the land which we have blessed for all people. And we bestowed upon him Isaac and Jacob as a grandson. Each of them we made righteous.
وجعلناهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وكانوا لنا عابدين ولوطا آتيناه حكما وعلما ونجيناه من القرية التي كانت تعمل الخبائث إنهم كانوا قوم سوء فاسقين وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا إِنَّهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
And we made them chiefs who guide by our command, and we inspired in them the doing of good deeds, and the right establishment of worship, and the giving of alms, and they were worshippers of us alone. And unto Lot we gave judgment and knowledge, and we delivered him from the community that did abominations. Lo, they were folk of evil, lewd. And we brought him in unto our mercy. Lo, he was of the righteous.
ولوحا إذ نادى من قبل فاستجبنا له فنجيناه وأهله من الكرب العظيم ونصرناه من القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا إنهم كانوا قوم سوء فأغرقناهم أجمعين.
And Noah, when he cried of old, we heard his prayer and saved him and his household from the great affliction, and delivered him from the people who denied our revelations. Lo, they were folk of evil, therefore did we drown them all.
وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرث إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين ففهمناها سليمان وكلا آتينا حكما وعلما وسخرنا مع داود الجبال يسبحن والطير وكنا فاعلين وعلمناه صنعة لبوس لكم لتحصنكم من بأسكم فهل أنتم شاكرون ولسليمان الريح عاصفة تجري بأمره إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها وكنا بكل شيء عالمين ومن الشياطين من يغوصون له ويعملون عملا دون ذلك وكنا لهم حافظين.
And David and Solomon, when they gave judgment concerning the field, when people's sheep had strayed and browsed therein by night, and we were witnesses to their judgment. And we made Solomon to understand the case, and unto each of them we gave judgment and knowledge. And we subdued the hills and the birds to him his praise, along with David. We were the doers thereof. And we taught him the art of making garments of mail to protect you in your daring. Are ye then thankful? And unto Solomon we subdued the wind in its raging. It set by his command toward the land which we had blessed. And of everything we are aware. And of the evil ones subdued we unto him, some who dived for pearls for him and did other work, and we were warders unto them.
وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كل من الصابرين وأدخلناهم في رحمتنا إنهم من الصالحين.
And Job, when he cried unto his Lord, saying, Lo, adversity afflicteth me, and thou art most merciful of all who show mercy. Then we heard his prayer, and removed that adversity from which he suffered, and we gave him his household that he had lost, and the like thereof along with them, a mercy from our store, and a remembrance for the worshippers. And mention Ishmael, and Idris, and Dhul-Kifl, all were of the steadfast. And we brought them in unto our mercy. Lo, they are among the righteous.
وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَن لَّن نَّقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَن لَّا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And mention Dhul-Nun, when he went off in anger and deemed that we had no power over him. But he cried out in the darkness, saying, There's no God save thee. Be thou glorified. Lo, I have been a wrongdoer. Then we heard his prayer and saved him from the anguish. Thus we save believers.
وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجه إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين.
And Zechariah, when he cried unto his Lord, My Lord, leave me not childless, though thou art the best of inheritors. Then we heard his prayer and bestowed upon him John and adjusted his wife to bear a child for him. Lo, they used to vie one with the other in good deeds, and they cried unto us in longing and in fear, and were submissive unto us.
والتي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيها من روحنا وجعلناها وابنها آية للعالمين إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونِ وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ كُلٌّ إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ
And she who was chaste, therefore we breathed into her something of our spirit, and made her and her son a token for all peoples. Lo, this your religion is one religion, and I am your Lord. So worship me. And they have broken their religion into fragments among them, yet all are returning unto us.
فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِهِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ وَحَرَامٌ عَلَى قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ واقترب الوعد الحق فإذا هي شاخصة أبصار الذين كفروا يا ويلنا قد كنا في غفلة من هذا بل كنا ظالمين
Then whoso doth good work and is a believer, there will be no rejection of his effort. Lo, we record it for him. And there's a ban upon any community which we have destroyed that they shall not return. Until when Gog and Magog are let loose and they hasten out of every mound, and the true promise draweth nigh, then behold them staring wide in terror, the eyes of those who disbelieve, they say, Alas for us, we lived in forgetfulness of this, ah, but we were wrongdoers.
إنكم وما تعبدون من دون الله حصب جهنم أنتم لها واردون لو كان هؤلاء آلهة ما وردوها وكل فيها خالدون لهم فيها زفير وهم فيها لا يسمعون إن الذين سبقت لهم منا الحسنى أولئك عنها مبعدون لا يسمعون حسيسها وهم فيما اشتهت أنفسهم خالدون
Lo, ye idolaters, and that which ye worship beside Allah are fuel of hell. Thereunto ye will come. If these had been gods, they would not have come thither, but all will abide therein. Therein wailing is their portion, and therein they hear not. Lo, those unto whom kindness hath gone forth before from us, they will be far removed from thence. They will not hear the slightest sound thereof, while they abide in that which their souls desire.
لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون يوم نطوي السماء كطي السجل للكتب كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين.
The supreme horror will not grieve them, and the angels will welcome them, saying, "This is your day which ye were promised. The day when we shall roll up the heavens as a recorder rolleth up a written scroll. As we began the first creation, we shall repeat it. It is a promise binding upon us. Lo, we are to perform it."
وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عبادي الصالحون إن في هذا لبلاغا لقوم عابدين وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين.
And verily we have written in the scripture after the reminder, "My righteous slaves will inherit the earth." Lo, there is a plain statement for folk who are devout. We sent thee not save as a mercy for the peoples.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ آذَنْتُكُمْ عَلَى سَوَاءٍ وَإِنْ أَدْرِي أَقَرِيبٌ أَمْ بَعِيدٌ مَا تُوعَدُونَ إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْتُمُونَ وَإِنْ أَدْرِي لَعَلَّهُ فِتْنَةٌ لَكُمْ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ قَالَ رَبِّ احْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَرَبُّنَا الرَّحْمَنُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ.
Say, "It is only inspired in me that your God is one God. Will ye then surrender unto him? But if they are averse, then say, 'I have warned you all alike, although I know not whether nigh or far is that which ye are promised. Lo, he knoweth that which is said openly, and that which he concealed. And I know not, but that this may be a trial for you, an enjoyment for a while.' He saith, 'My Lord, judge thou with truth. Our Lord is the Beneficent, whose help is to be implored against that which ye ascribe unto him.'"
Remember verse 90 then. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَجْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. They used to hasten to acts of devotion and obedience to Allah, and they used to worship Allah upon love and desire and upon fear, and were reverent and humble before Allah. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those most loyal and sincere of His servants as worshipping Allah. The most are the prophets, and then their followers. They are upon They worship Allah upon raghbah, upon love and desire, and upon rahbah, upon fear, dread, while they humble themselves and submit themselves. And this dua which they make covers both types of dua: the dua of worship, invoking Allah through acts of worship and supplication, and the dua of request. So, as our Shaykh Rahimahullah mentioned, so they call upon Allah out of earnest desire for what is with Him and hoping for His reward, whilst also fearing His punishment as a result of their sins. So the believer should hasten to Allah, and I would like to repeat this because this is very important. They call Allah out of earnest desire for what is with Allah, and they hope for His reward whilst also fearing His punishment as a result of their sins. This is the position of the believer. So the believer should hasten to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, the One who free of all imperfection, upon fear and earnest desire with regard to actions of obedience. His hope and earnest desire should predominate, so that he is keen to perform them and hopes that they will be accepted, and with reward to whenever he, and with regard to whenever he thinks of committing a sin, then fear should predominate, so that he will flee away from sin and be saved from its consequent punishment. Some of the scholars say that the aspect of hope should predominate when a person is ill, and the aspect of fear when he is well. Why? They say that since a person who is ill feels subdued and weakened, and it may be that his appointed time is near, so that he may die, and he should do so whilst thinking good of Allah, having good opinion of Allah. But when healthy, he is energetic and has hope of remaining for a long time, and this may lead him to be exuberant and carefree. So fear should predominate in order to be safe from that. It is also said that the earnest hope and fear should be equal, so that his hope does not lead him to feel safe from Allah, and his fear does not cause him to despair of Allah's mercy, since both of these are evil and cause a person's destruction. As to the evidence concerning al-khashya, reverence and humility, the author rahimahullah cited the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 3. قال تعالى فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنَ. What is khashya? What is khashya? Khashya may come to mean fear, however it is more particular, because it is based upon knowledge of the magnificence of the one he fears. So therefore, khashya or awe is fear based upon knowledge of the magnificence and the greatness of the one whom the person fears, and of knowledge of the complete and the perfect sovereignty and dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the ulama, the scholars, those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of his greatness and perfect sovereignty, they truly have awe of him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Fatir, chapter 35, verse 28, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Only those who have knowledge will truly have awe of Allah. So therefore, awe, al-khashya, is more particular than fear. And our Shaykh rahimahullah mentioned an example to clarify this. He said, if you fear someone but you don't know whether he is able to catch you or not, then this is fear, khawf. This is called fear, khawf. But when you fear someone and know that he is fully able to seize hold of you, then that is fear or dread, khashya. And khashya is from the greatest worships. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forbade the Muslims to fear the kafirs, and commanded that he only, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that reverential fear should be directed to him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he said, فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. And don't have awe of them, but have awe of me. Fear holds the person from falling in that which is unlawful, and awe shares with him in that, and it increases from the angle that it is linked and it is accompanied by the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submissiveness and humbleness is the consequence of the reverential awe, making the person turning and yearning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The more the person knows of Allah and knows of his names and attributes, the more he will be observing of Allah, and the more he will have awe, the reverential fear. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who have awe of him and who submit themselves and humble themselves to him, and from those who earn with desire and love to Allah, seeking him alone, asking him subhanahu wa ta'ala to direct us to all that which is pleasing to him. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa usalli wa usallimu ala Muhammadin Khatim al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. This brings the end of class 16 on the principles, or the three fundamental principles.